Okay, let's get into Micha Perek Gimel as we continue here in the Trei Asar. And Micha, in this Perek, talks to the heads of the nation and the Nevi'im, the Nevi'ei Sheker of the nation, the heads, because they were the ones that are responsible to be leaders and teach by example. And here they did exactly the opposite, and they taught by example, Lara. And towards the end of the Perek, the last pasuk in the Perek, is one of the more famous psukim about the Churban, as we will get to. Micha being, we'll mention this again, but Micha was the first and earliest Navi that foretold the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Navi Perek Gimel, Va'omar Shimu Na Rashi Yaakov. Micha says, listen up, the heads of Yaakov, Ukutsine Beis Yisrael, maybe referring to the leaders of both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Halo Lachem Ladaza Mishpat. It's to you, Ladaza Mishpat. You should know the Mishpat. Lachem Ladaza Mishpat, meaning ignorance. You want to say you don't know? Ignorance is not an excuse. Lachem Ladaz es Mishpat. The Abai Ben-El says, here, right at the beginning, but the Aniyim didn't come to us. They didn't complain. What are we supposed to know? We're sitting in the courts and nobody came. Says the Navi, you're still at fault. You have to go out and see what's needed. Are people conducting righteousness and mishpat? Or is it just robbery and thievery? A judge's job is not just to sit in the bezin and wait for people to come and answer and solve their disagreements. No, the job of the dayan is to look around in the entire land and make sure that there is justice taking place. Right? Where do we have this? This is the Ramban. This is the Ramban's dayanim, dinim. As we know, mentioned many times, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the mitzvah of dinim, the one mitzvah that I say within the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of dinim? It's the setting up courts to judge the other six mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That is the Rambam's shita, and that's why he says, Bali Shechem, the entire city was chayiv, because they didn't judge Shechem for violating Gezel. The Ramban argues with this. If that's so simple, so Yaakov should have given them a shkayach, and he should have taken part in it, if this was one of the mitzvahs. If he was just scared, why'd he get angry? So what's the problem? So the Ramban says it must be a different shot. Dinim is not to set up courts for the other six. It's not just that. And he goes through the whole litany of all the mitzvahs that have to do with setting up a just society. Ripping people off and not paying workers. Damages. Fighting. Malve, love, mekach, memkar, buying, selling. Lending money. And then they take care of that. And that's their job. And that's exactly what Micha says here. Right? That's what you should have done. Right? You should know the Mishpat. Right? And this is also, the Malbim points out, in answer to the previous parak, when people, they said, when Hashem was going to take punishment, so Micha told them, you know, you might as well stop talking to them, because they're going to just say that Hashem doesn't have the power. Right? Back in Pasuk Zion in the previous parak. Ha'amur beis Yaakov ha'katsar ruach Hashem im elam alalav, is Hashem lose his patience? And the answer to that is no, he doesn't lose his patience. You're just not doing your job. And if you're not doing your job, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to get involved. So what are they doing? Sone tov oavei ra. They hate good. They flip things. Oavei ra. Gozle ora me'aleim. Literally, they steal the skin off of the Aniyim's body. So again, it doesn't literally mean that, but it just means if you take everything from them, then you're peeling off anything they have. Usheira me'alatz mosam, and their flesh from their bones. Vasher achlu she'er ami, what is eaten, You've eaten the flesh of my people, the orami alem ifshitu. Again, you've skinned them. Like people say, even in English, you crush them. If you crush somebody, so this is saying that you've crushed them. The leaders have crushed those that are oppressed and those that are less fortunate. Ufarsu kasher basir ukubasu b'tokalachas. Like you put them in a pot and you boil them up. Oz yizakol Hashem v'lo yana usam. What, they're going to cry out to Hashem, I'm not going to answer them? Of course I'm going to answer them. Right, like it says in the Pasuk in Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the cries of the Almanos and the Yosomim. V'yaster panam ehem ba'esahi kasher heriyom aleihem. I'm going to hide my face from them at that point. Komar Hashem al ha-neviim hamatim es ami. So now Komar Hashem says, moving over from the leaders, from the Dayanim to the false prophets that misguide, hamatim esami, mislead, hanoshchim bishineim v'karu shalom. They bite with their teeth and they say, peace, it's all going to be okay. V'shalo yitin al piyim, those that give them something for their teeth, meaning they give them bribery and bread, so then they say good things. V'shalo yitin al piyim, if you don't give him bribery, you don't give him things, v'kitshol ha-mechama, they'll say, oh, it's going to be bad, it's going to be a battle. Right? Similar to the Gemara in the end of Brachas, about the interpreters of dreams. Sometimes, right, there was one by Rav and Shmuel, I think, that where if he got paid, he gave a positive interpretation. If he didn't get paid, he gave a negative, and I call it a chacharapet, so that was problematic. But here, the Micha says that whoever, the Nevi'im that got bribed, so they give good fortunes, and though they didn't get bribed, so then they were Mekadosh L'Mochama. The power of the sheker that is in their mouth, says the Abarbanel here. Nevi'ei sheker hayimanabim tova v'shalom l'mishiyitin lahem l'sava v'yimanabim ro melcham l'vishalo yitin lahem lecho v'zeh hayamora al shakras divrayim. So this is obviously shows the veracity of their lack of truthfulness. It just shows that they're making it all up. The fact that they, depending on how much they got paid, that would affect the interpretation. That just shows how far off their interpretations were. Lochein laila lachem mechazon. So what's going to happen? It's going to be night more than your visions. The chashchalahem miksom, and your magic is going to be darkened. Uva Hashemesh al Nevi'im, the sun's going to come onto the Nevi'im. V'kadr alayim ayom, the day is going to become dark. The Sefer Yikarim is a beautiful point. The Sefer Yikarim in Maimer Dalet, Perek Mem Gimel, says that when it comes to a Navi and Nevuah that Hashem gives a Navi is not dependent on time. It's always, no matter what, that Hashem gives the Nevuah Zeh. It could be during the day, it could be during the night. Whatever it is not dependent on time. When it comes to Nevi'ei Sheker and Kosmim and Chozeb Kovavim, it all depends on the stars and the constellations they have to look up. So you know what Hashem's going to say? Hashem's going to do, he's going to mess everything up. He's going to mess up all the constellations. They're just going to be fooled and they're not going to be able to function. And the external stimuli that they're based on is not going to work. Ki HaKosmim VaChozim VaKochavim, says the Zevri Karim, Yomer ki akosmin va'achozim ba'kochavim, tzrichin shemesh o kochavim, l'lekichas hagova. They have to take into account what the stars look like, l'chavin ashah, leidat somech l'agad asidus. Remember Bilam, the Gemara in the Brachas, and I think also in Avodah Zarah, that he knew exactly the moment that Hashem would get angry, right? Because based on the stars, that Hashem messed, Hashem didn't get angry the whole time. So, says the Sefer Yikarim, v'lazeh omar, ki bo ashemesh al nevi'im v'yikdar alem ayom, it's going to become night. Hashem is outside of time. So when Hashem speaks to a Navi, it's outside of time. Whenever, day, night, doesn't matter. Because he doesn't have to take the high key. Because he's coming from a higher state. So that's the message of Micha here, that Micha says that the real Nevi'im are above time, and Hashem's going to mess up the Laila, and they make it dark, this whole Pasuk in Pasuk Vav, Hashem's going to mess up the constellations, therefore they won't have anything to do, base their false prophecies on. Uboshu achozim, v'chafru akosmim, they will be embarrassed, v'chafru akosmin, chafru, the Das Ofrim says from the word, embarrassment is from the word chafar, because you want to dig a hole, chafir is from a dig a hole, and just hide. V'atu al-safam kulam ki'in mana elokim, there won't be any mana elokim. The Malbim also says here, that usually they produce a chazon, and here it'll be exactly the opposite. The Malbim Kedarko Bakodesh points out there's a difference between the three words used in the pasuk. Mipnei shehaya b'neim shlosha minim, chozim, kosmim, nevi'im. Amar Kineged HaChozim, Shederach HaMachzeh Lova Balayla, HaChozim, the derech of this type of vision comes at night, Lo Yovo HaChazon Aydeh Laila, Rak Yovo Lem HaLaila Aydeh HaChazon. Right, it won't be that the chazon will come at night, but the night will come through the chazon, because of the chazon. V'negad akosmim, shirach lasos akosim makom chashuch, usually kisa magic is done in a dark place. Lo yovo od b'hakesam ayideach hoshech, it won't be that darkness will cause the kisum. Rab techshach lehem ayideach hasem, the magic will cause the darkness. V'negad avia esheker, shehem ayim menabim bayom, then the sun won't function for them. So the Malbim picks up on it, and the Sefer Yikarim talks about Nevi'im me'alazman, unlike the Nevi'e Sheker. So they'll be embarrassed, all of these Nevi'im, and the Pasuk says, va'atu al safam kulam, and they will have a, on their mustaches, they will have a veil. They have a veil on their mustaches. Ki ein man elokim. What does that mean? That's a simon of Avelos. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avelos in Perek Hey, Halacha Yutes is based on the Gemara, but if you look at one of the Nihukim of Avelos that the Rambam quotes, Hey Yutes, Minayin La'ofel Sha'azar B'priyas Arosh, Shreinomar Le'yecheska, Losat Al Safam, Mechal Shashar Avelim Chayav Mativ Az Arosh, Vasudar Shemechasebo Rosho, Otem Imiksaso Maralpiv. The cover that's over the head, you'll cover even part of the mouth. Shene'emar V'Safam Yateh. Al safam yateh, this similar pasuk, v'tirgim unkelis hager ka'avela yisatef. Like an avel, he will be misatef. That's what they're going to be. The Nevi'e Sheka will be in mourning because they'll be proven wrong. V'ulam anochi malesi koach esruach Hashem u'mishpat u'gvura. But I, says Micha, I stand up strong because I'm full of koach based on the ruach Hashem. And mishpat u'gvura l'hagid li'akob pisho u'lisrael chataso. To tell the Jews what they're doing wrong. I'm not scared. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not in mourning. I know exactly what I have to do. Shimuna, now he gets back to the heads of the Shvatim and the judges. Shimuna Zos, Rashe Beis Yaakov, Ukitsine Beis Yisrael. Hamita'avim Mishpat. Veskala Yeshara Yaakeshu. Those that are mita'av, those that find disgusting, to'eva Mishpat. Veskala Yeshara, and they make everything straight, they make it crooked. The Gemara in Shabbos, Darshan's based on this. First finish the Pasuk. Bonet Tzion Bedamim. They build Tzion in Damim. Either this means in blood, they murder and they cause death, or it means for money. For Yerushalayim ba'avla and Yerushalayim in sin. And it talks all about the sins that they do. Rasha'a b'shochad yishpotu, they take bribes, v'kohanev b'mechir yoru, the kohanim paskin based on money they get, u'nevi'eh b'kesef yiksomu, and the nevi'im based on kesef, they will give magic, based on, they will give divinity, whatever, based on the shochad. But anyway, these psukim are darshaned in Shabbos, kuf, lamites, amad aleph, that all of the peranios will come because of these sins, says the Gemara there in the 20th parak of Shabbos. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Omer, Imra Isa, Dor, Shetzaras Rabbos, Boos, Alav, if you see a Dor, that many Tzaras are coming, Tseu, Bedok, Bedayani, Yisrael, go check in the judges, Shekal, Peranis, Sheba, Laolam, Lobal, Bishol, Dayani, Yisrael. Peranis comes because of them. It could be because the other people, the nation, follows them, but they're at a root, Shene Amar, and this pasuk is quoted, Shimun Azos, Rashi, Beis Yaakov, quotes the whole pasuk with all of the sins that follow. They say at the end, we're going to rely on Hashem. They can't rely on Hashem. They think they're going to rely on Hashem. Gimel peranios, keneged gimel averos shebiyadam. Hashem says, I'm going to give you the three peranios, keneged the gimel averos shebiyadam. That's the Gemara here in Shabbos Kuflametes that discusses all the peranios that are going to come. So again, what happens? Rosh Shochad is the first one on the list, right? The Radak says, Haim Hamalachim Osanej V'Konesh Ohelem Lahoras HaTorah. They should be teaching Torah for free. Haim Yoro B'Mechir Kishitin Lo Kesef Yasal Arakir Sono. Whoever gives me money, I will give them what they need. And Shochad is so powerful in order to corrupt, in order to pervert. The Chavetz Chaim talks about this in Parsha Shoftim, where the Pasuk tells us, Ki Ashochad Ya'aver Einei Chachamim. Shochad blinds those that are wise. Says the Chavetz Chaim as a mashal. In Reuven, Amar Al Shimon, Shu Ish Ashir, if Reuven says that Shimon is rich, If Reuven says that Shimon is rich, you really don't know whether Shimon is rich. You have to know how rich Reuven is in order to then find out if his comment reflects something. If Reuven is a downtrodden ani, right, if somebody is ani meduke, somebody has 100 shekel is a rich person. Ula mishu shama migizbar tzorosav shel Rothschild. Lomashal, if somebody hears from the treasurer of Rothschild that so and so is rich, then you know that he's rich. You know that he's rich. Kiyasho shel Shimon magiel revavos. Ki ulule zos lo yodim imenu meis Rothschild. V'chein adin b'chachma. Same thing with chachma, says the Chavetz Chaim. If Reuven says about Shimon shu chacham, asrichem levarad heichan magia chachma so shel Reuven. You have to know how what a chacham Reuven is to know what he's saying about Shimon. Ulamim shamanu shagoner b'kive eger lomashal. Kasav lecha shu chacham. But if we heard there, b'kive eger said that someone's a chacham. Surely, if the Rambam called somebody a chacham, as I ain't suffix shu chacham gadol, then obviously he's a tremendous chacham. Ki chaziman kamasad alei. Look who he's testifying about. Unisair no benafshenu. And now let's think. Ki lu haya maybe a shachan mechta miachacham mikol adam Shlomo Hamelech. If Shlomo Hamelech called somebody a chacham, you would know that this person is the wisest in the world. As yadu alonu ki chachmaso meruba ma'od. If we know that Avraham Avinu called somebody a chacham, let's keep going. What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu called somebody a chacham? Me'ata tseva chashov. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo ba'atzmo. Me'er al adam shu chacham. As I ain't tachlis v'gvul l'chachmaso. There would be no gvul. The afal pikin. And yet the Torah Hashem called him a chacham. What does the pasuk say? Ki ha'shochad ya'aver. Shochad is so powerful that it blinds even the wise. Hashem called them wise. And still Shochad has that power. It shows you the power of Shochad, like the Mara says in Ksuba Shuchad. You become one with the person. You can't think outside of ruling against. And therefore, that's the danger of Shochad. And that's what's mentioned here in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rasha'a b'Shochad Yishpotu. So the Kohanim and the judges, they all take Shochad. Let's continue the Pasuk. V'al Hashem Yishon Alemar. And they still rely on Hashem. Halo Hashem b'kirbeinu. Nothing's going to happen. Lo tavo ala nara. We still have a base HaMikdash. Nothing is going to happen. And what happens? Lachain. Because of this, right? We had two Lachains in the previous parak. Lachain. Because of these sins. Big Lachem. Tzion tzada techaresh. Tzion will be plowed. V'Yerushalayim iyan tihiyah, and Yerushalayim will be rubble. V'Harabayis labamos yar, and Harabayis will be just as a forest where no people are. This is crucial. This pasuk is the first nevuah in history that tells us there's going to be a Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Right? Micha was way before Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu lived during the Chorban, and Micha mentioned at the beginning of the parak. Micha beginning of the Sefer, Micha, Hosea, Yeshayahu, and Amos were all at the same time. So this was earlier, and we know this is, right, the Pasuk quoted in the famous Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos, the Rabbi Akiva Gemara. Remember the Gemara, what happens? Rabbi Akiva says, what's the, how does it start? Right, they were walking on the Harabai. Shuf HaMachas are only Shalayim. Kivin Shigila are Atzofim. Karu Bigdeyem. Kivin Shigila are Abai is Rosh Shul Shayasim. It's Kodesh HaKadoshim. They see a Shul going out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Eschilim Bochim Rebbe Kivim Etzachik. Amr Lo Bebnei Mata Metzachik. Why are you laughing? Amr Lehem Bnei Atem Bochim. Why are you crying? Amru Lo Mokam Shekasev Bo. Vazara Karev Yumas. The place that it says, if a Zara goes in, Yumas, right? That even the Ger, Shabbos Laman Aleph, was shocked by that Pasuk. V'yachshav Shulim Hilchu Bo V'lo Nivke. And now Shulim are walking, you don't cry. Amar Lehen L'kachani Metzachik. Tichsev Ya'ida Li'edim Ne'amanim. Because he quotes a Pasuk in Yeshayo, that there are two, there are Edim, there are honest and trustworthy witnesses. As Uriah Kohen V'Zachariah Ben Yivercheyo. Ma Ben Inyan Uriah Yisrael Yachariah. What is the connection between these two people? Uriah B'Mikdash Rishon V'Zachariah B'Mikdash Sheni. They're each at a different time. Says Rabbi Kiva, we compare. El Atala Kasim Nivoso Shal Zachariah, but Nivoso Shal Uriah. We compare the Nivu of Zachariah with the Nivu of Uriah. But Uriah Ksiv, regarding Uriah, it says, Lachain Big Lachem Sion Sada Techaresh. But Zachariah Ksiv, Od Yeshu Zakenim Zakenos. Uriah says the tragedy is going to happen, the Chorban. And Zachariah says that is going to be in the future Mashiach. So Achlo Zakenim Nivoso Shal Uriah. If I didn't see Uriah's Nivuah become fulfilled, Hayisim Zachariah Shal Zakenim Nivoso Shal Zachariah, if I didn't see the Gullus Nevuah fulfilled, I wouldn't know the Gula would be one that would happen. But Achshav Shen is Kamen of Oso Shal Uriah, now that Uriah's Nevuah took place, I know that Zachariah is going to take place too. What's the problem? What's the problem? That Pasuk that quoted by Uriah is our Pasuk. This isn't Uriah, this is Micha. This is Micha. So we just a pasuk. We don't look up the psukim, that we would take the Gemara's word for it. But Tosfos knew the pasuk. Tosfos right there in the last half of Makas. V'kasha to bechol amikra lo batzinu pasuk zeh minivuaso shel Uria. There's no such pasuk by an Uria Hanavi that says this. Ki im binivuaso shel Micha hamorashasi. This is Micha. This pasuk of Tzion saw the techaresh. What's the Gemara talking about? The Ishlamar the Samechah the Isa b'Sefer Yirmiyo. No, it's relying on what it says in Yirmiyo Lamed Ches. Shenis Naba Yirmiyo Al Peronis. Vinis Kapsu Akonim Anavim Lahargo. He said there's going to be tragedy, and everybody wanted to kill Yirmiyo. V'Reishayim Adaber Peronis. V'Amru Lahem Asarim. Ein Anu Maskimin. We and the Sarim say we don't agree. Shari Micha Diber Mi Peronis V'Lo Nerag. Right? We don't agree. We can't kill Yishayo because Micha said the same thing, and he wasn't killed. V'Gam Urya said the same thing. Mashma shediber Uria kama Micha. So there's a story. They compare Uria to Micha. So we don't have a mafurish pasuk by Micha, by Uria. We only have it by Micha. But we quote the pasuk by Micha, and then we apply it because they say, and Uria said the same thing. That's why the Gemara here says Uria. Uma peron is diber Micha, who karazet vavi kamosha diber Uria. This pasuk of Tzion ba sade techaresh. The Tosfos is already bothered that this is not Uria. This is Micha, and this is what we know was the first nevuah of the Chorba. The Rambam Nechas Tainis also quotes this pasuk relating to the Ta'anios and the fast days that we have. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainis in Parakei, Halacha Gimel, all the fast days that we have for the five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av, and five, that's where this was fulfilled, that the city was plowed over, and the five tragedies that happened on Shavasa B'Tamas. Just one final point. The Reed Atz Yitzchak points out that from here, the Sukkim, you get the message that the Churban happened because of Shochad, because of Hamas. So what about the Gemara in Yuma, Davtes, that the Churban happened, first Churban happened because of Gili Arayetz Avodazor HaShrichas Damim? What about the Gemara in Nadar and Pe'alof, the Churban happened because of Shal Berchu Batara Tchila? So many Achronim, you look in the Reed Atz Yitzchak here, he says, really happened because of the big three, like the Gemara says. But as long as they had certain mitzvos that protected them, it was like a shield. So as long as they had Torah, and chashivas of Torah, they were mavarech b'Torah tchila, whatever that Gemara means, not for now, so that protected them. As long as they had shalom and mishpat in their judging, so that protected them. But once they didn't have that, once that protection, the shield was gone, so then they were punished for the big three, the Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayetz, and Shrichas Damim. That's the Reed Atz Yitzchak here. You got to put all those other Gemaras together. Yuma Daf Tes, Yuma Daf Anadar and Pei Aleph, and this Gemara that talks about the lack of Mishpat. Okay, we'll stop here, but in the next part we'll get to some more Geula elements, more positive outlooks on the future. We'll stop here.